You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Rob literally just fell off his stool about 13 seconds ago. It's all happening on the radio this morning. How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, one of the things I love about doing this is I'm constantly learning new stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just love the transition from wobbling off your stool to business time. Right, yeah, straight down to it.
There's no mucking about here. This is serious stuff. I love learning new stuff. And as I was saying to Stella early on, I think I retain about 10% of it.
That's enough.
Probably less than that now. But today I learnt a new word, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
But it's within what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
And I've written it and I've put it in a poem just to show you what I really know it means now.
A challenge.
Fabulous. Okay. Keep your ears out for a new word. Rob's new word.
That's it. It's a Welsh word. No. Recently, scientists discovered a gravity hole in the Indian Ocean. It's a spot where Earth's gravitational pull is weaker, its mass is lower than normal, and the sea level dips by over 100 metres.
Don't like that at all.
Wait, hang on. If the gravity level is low, why does the sea go down?
Why is it dipping?
I know.
Physicists, sound off.
It's all going to be...
Okay, it's going to come. Okay, sweet.
Right, they said... Firstly, it was discovered in 1948, and it forms a circular depression off of India's southern coast and covers 1.2 million square miles. That's not a little spot, is it, really?
That's quite a big hole.
That's huge.
That's a large hole.
Big spot.
That's bigger than the sinkhole on Colchill.
Don't get me started on the sinkhole. So terrifying.
Geologists and scientists... were less, let's say, baffled on what caused it. But, turn the page over.
Good.
This is, look.
You're nearly at the end of your notebook now.
Yeah, I've got to buy a new one. I might dedicate this. Maybe when they're selling albums, I'll sell all my notebooks. They'll make loads of money out of that.
$50
But
least.
Scientists at the Centre for Earth Science of the Indian Institute of Science. It's a mouthful,
it's a lot of science in there.
That is actually what it's called. I thought I'd made a mistake, but that's
but
what it really is.
But it is actually the name, Science Institute of Science.
Yeah, discovered what they think is a convincing explanation to what occurred.
Okay.
Right, they postulate that the gravity hole was caused by magma plumes emerging from the planet's interior, similar to those that result from a volcano.
I wish you could see the beautiful interpretive dance that Rob is doing to demonstrate.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll do interpretive dance next week.
We'll do the audio
just
description.
The rustling of clothes on the radio.
Crikey.
The scientist employed a supercomputer to recreate the formation of the region up to 140 million years ago. In order to come up with this conclusion. So they done it, you know.
Simulated it.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
No, recreated it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're right, because recreating, that's a God thing, isn't it?
God have those powers here.
The results of the study have been released in the journal Geophysical Letters. Co-author of the study, I'm going to butcher her name, so I apologise, because I know she's listening, Atari Ghosh, a geophysicist and associate professor, gave the best description I've ever heard. This is what dragged me to this story.
Go on then.
She said, and she only used one wheelbarrow word.
Ooh.
Right, this is what she said. The Earth is basically a lumpy potato.
So
that
true.
Just sold me. That's what we are.
I've stayed saying that.
So technically, it's not a sphere, but an ellipsoid. Because as the planet rotates, the middle parts bulge outwards.
Okay.
Our planet is not homogeneous. Now, I actually looked that up because I thought that was milk related.
Yes.
But it's not.
Non-homogeneous milk.
It's a light compatible, consistent. Right. In its density and its properties, with some areas being more dense than others, and the effects, it affects Earth's surface and its gravity. Does that make any sense? Does it feel like
picture?
I've just stopped halfway through?
No, I'm getting the gist.
Yeah.
It's a lumpy potato and the forces act on different parts differently. Yes?
I sort of lost it. I read so much stuff before I stopped there.
I'm just nodding at this point, but I'm enjoying it.
Do you know what the word was?
Was it postulate.
Yes, yes.
Really? I thought it might have been ellipsoid.
Ellipsoid's also a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah, it suggests or assumes the existence, fact or truth as a basis for reasoning, discussion or belief.
Such a
it's
science
a religious
word.
Thing and all.
No way.
Yeah, I know. They probably don't
I
mean anything.
I just said it's such a science word and I lied.
So there you go. And I wanted to use it in a poem, a line okay. in a poem.
Before we get into the poem, we've had a text from Louis saying he would totally buy your notebook. I think we could just bequeath
it
to Louis.
Give it to him.
Name your price.
We'll get that notebook to you. Don't you worry. All right, you got a poem with postulate in it? I'm going to hit this thing.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, it's a real short one. My mind is a bit blank today. Can't be bothered to postulate. I've got nothing to say.
Yeah! It's almost, I don't know how what the rules of a haiku are, but that sounds like a haiku to me. Beautiful, Rob. Thank you very much.
Right.
Thanks for bringing us the lumpy potato of the globe this morning. We have a track you've picked as well. What are we going to listen to?
This is Yard Act's new one. It's called Trenchcoat Museum. This is a radio edit. If you've got a chance, listen to the full 8 minutes. It's beautiful.
Excellent stuff.
I'm reclaiming the trench coat. Who, from, and what for? Cause I wear it when I'm headed off to war. Yeah, the longer the coat, the tougher you are. A man drags along the floor through the sweatshop shrapnel. It gets trapped in my car door. And I'm tall next to small people, and I'm not as poor as you were. And I still get positively sick when all the bellboys call me sir. Cause you never get used to the power that a proper trench coat brings. The way that it swishes and swings, it sings. History of the trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. I went to the trench coat museum to see him. 1,000 different cuts, like pals from another dream, stuffed and bursting at the seams. Cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trench coat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Knowing all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a log tracker. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, second-hand or brand new, man's water-resistant and heat-proof, my trench coat will see me through. When I'm gone, I want all of my trench coats framed, and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between. Cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too. Cause all that really remains of me is you.
Here we go.
Yard Act. Great, great dancing, great tune
what
there,
a
Rob.
Tune. Very... This is so different to what they normally do.
Yeah, it's,
out as well.
It's very good. It's got a real like 90s sort of vibe to that bongo-y sound that they've got in there. Oh, we just had a call from Oregon. Shout outs to Ray in Oregon.
Hell yeah.
That was probably quite an expensive call for you. I appreciate it. who said that you should be putting your notebook into Papa, Rob?
Well, I think after that call, I should be giving it to him, actually.
Well, maybe we can rip it in half. Louis can have half and Ray can have the other half.
Well, we have a bidding war going on. Let's see who's got the most money. No, we'll give it away.
Give it away. We'll give it away. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.